This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jen and Victoria, Kara, chilling at the controls of our studio. Main studio is in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Kara's in New York. I'm in Denver today to participate.
God, I love New York. Weather's so nice.
Goodbye. The weather actually is not pleasant anywhere. If you don't like heat, you're not going to like this week. If you like heat, you will like this week. More or less, the entire country is under a dome of high pressure. That will bring the temperatures easily into the 90s where you are, Kara. Easily into the 90s where you are, Victoria. Easily into the 90s still where you are, Jennifer. I will tell you, it was quite pleasant on the beach over the last week or so. Jennifer decried the fact that I left all my doors and windows open so anybody could wander in.
And you advertise that you do that. So if anyone was really good at stalking you.
Anyway, the situation in our country is all about water in many areas. And so here in the Denver area, water rights are up for sale. Farmers have been drilling for water. And I was hoping I could do this actually on my farm in Framingham, drill for water and then sell the water rights. Haven't been able to do that yet. But here's a farm that has done it. And the value of it, because water is scarce almost everywhere. When you think about the problems California's having, where Jennifer is, they could be alleviated if there was better management, it would seem to me. But you go anywhere in the Southwest, and now you can kind of go up into the upper, the central Rocky area, Rocky Mountain area. There are plains on either side of the mountains. You go over into Minnesota and into Wisconsin, you see there are problems. Ohio, down the south. The southeast is just everything's dry, and because water is one of these commodities, we've talked before. People say, "Oh, the next war will be fought over water." Well, maybe it will be. You look
so
at
so many problems are in the infrastructure too. I mean, I know that's what's going on in California. Yes, we do have a drought, but we have a drought in patterns every 8 to 10 years, and the state just doesn't do much. You look at a place like Arizona, and they do a great job collecting the water. I mean, you never hear about the troubles in the desert with Arizona. I mean, because they know how to collect the water that they do get.
So what is there about this? We have a resistance. California seems to have a resistance to doing something that's different. So when you have that resistance, it leads to limited change and limited understanding, and one wonders why there is that thinking there, why people repeat. California makes a lot of mistakes. They vote in a lot of stupid things. It costs a lot of money to live there. And the only thing that attracts people, frankly, to California is the weather. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful state weather-wise.
And the friendly people.
But common sense? There's no common sense in operation there. Every cuckamonga in the world wants to go out there because it seems that that wonderful weather gets to your brain. Maybe there's something to be said for living in a horrible climate. So people say, well, people in California have too much money, and they waste it, and they don't mind wasting it. I have come across something else here. As you know, if you're just joining me, I'm in Denver today to pay attention to the passing of my cousin, whose services will be in a couple of hours. And so I'm going through the Sunday Denver Post. And in one of the articles that is a headliner, this same old ruse comes to the surface that drives me bananas because it becomes such a political football, it's meaningless and demeaning and damaging. Headline, rich. Average salary of the top 1% in Denver. Now, why does this help you to know this? I asked the question because I saw rich. Okay, so I want to know what that followed up on the story. What is this story all about? It does nothing but tell you the average salary of the people who live the top 1% in Denver is $3 million a year. And then the story goes on to explain that the average for everybody else in Denver is $34,823 a year. Okay, what do they want us to take away from that? Without any specific, if this is a problem, I'm guessing that somebody thinks this is a problem and we ought to do something about it. So what do you do to encourage people to start their own business? My cousin's a perfect example. He's a guy who went to college. He became a book salesman. And he traveled the West selling books to colleges. Well, from that, he was asked by professors, because the big publishing companies didn't want to publish books of small volume anymore, how can we get this done? And Dougie was creative enough to figure out how to publish books for professors that were only going to be for limited sale, 1,000 copies, 800 copies, that sort of thing. And he made a business out of it. And the business became so successful, he sold it for tens of millions of dollars to a big publisher, interestingly enough, for whom he had worked at one point in time. So he was one of the people earning the average salary of $34,823, but because he worked hard, had initiative, had a brain, he became one of the people who was in the 1%. It didn't come to him because he earned it, because there was no money in his family. He didn't inherit it. He earned it. And what I resent so much about these stories that go into this superficial overview of people who have money, the suggestion is clear from the elitists who run this newspaper, who have jillions of dollars, that we ought to take the money away from these people who have it and give it to people who don't. Which brings us around to something we were talking about in the last hour, Jennifer. When you came up, and I want to underscore this again because your theory was so brilliant, and we didn't have a lot of time. I'll give you another minute or so to theorize for people who didn't hear the conversation. You can listen to this in the replay. You can go to DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.com, TuneInRadio.com, Stitcher, any of the places, the blog talk. And find the conversation, but I'm going to encourage Jennifer to bring us back to when we were talking about the problem that we have of children growing up without parents, how the feminine side has become married to the government. I believe that was the sentence that captured my attention.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we talk about what's at the heart of the problems with society right now. And so often single moms are doing the best they can, obviously, to raise kids. But when the father takes off, I mean, and I brought up my example, I was lucky enough that even though my parents split up, my father always tried to stay involved with me. And I know, Doug, you did the same thing with your kids, and it's really important. But when the dad takes off, the women many times, not just forced because there are any options, they either choose or they're forced to marry the system, which means that the government ends up being the spouse in the relationship. They, you know, the food stamps, the welfare, the public education, the state provided daycare. These are things that women are forced into marrying when they're single, and that has a big impact on the kids. Police officers are then forced to be the father figures, and you know, there's a defiance that's already kind of baked into the kids when this happens.
Well,
it's a big problem.
There doesn't seem to be really a way that men who leave their, you know, girlfriend or wife or whatever she is with a small child, there doesn't seem to be a good way to hold them accountable.
I mean, there are systems in place.
It seems like it's so easy for people to leave and to not have to pay child support or to not have to pay enough child support.
So which comes first here? Does it become easier to leave because the government made it easy for you to leave? Did the problem develop because we made it easy, or did it come as a result of us trying to understand and then help those who don't seem to be able to help themselves? We became the nanny state. if you will.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, responsibility is such an element that's missing right now. I mean, and for whatever reason, we could probably sit here for hours and try to figure that out. But think back, and I'm not saying that the 50s and the 60s were, well, the 50s, for instance, were not a perfect decade. A lot of stuff got pushed under the rug. There were probably, you know, problems socially and that sort of thing. But men in that era had the responsibility of taking care of their families on their shoulders, right? I mean, that was what was expected of you in society, was to provide for your families. And I think the change, and this is, and I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing, because people are evolving. We just have to figure out how to make it work for both sexes now. The change is that we've empowered women to take control of their own future, their own destiny, which is fantastic. I am proof that this is a great thing in the system. I've never felt like there was a job or something that I couldn't do. I love the fact that we're doing this. But at the same time, men in the last 25 to 30 years have been pushed to the side. And we have to figure out how we still teach that same responsibility to men, that just because women are capable of opening their doors and bringing in a paycheck doesn't mean that you get to give up all responsibility just because we're the ones that push the babies out of our hoo-hoo. I mean, we have to start figuring out how we bring that responsibility back to men, too, to become productive members of society. And I don't know what that is, but so much of it, you see it change with video games and technology, and I hate to be an old lady that blames that kind of stuff, but I think it makes people more independent and isolated, and then you add in the fact that women can take care of themselves.
Well,
yeah, and then men are
statistically,
just
Jen, you're totally right. Millennials are the most isolated generation in the history of Americans, so yeah, you're completely right about that.
That's why you're so difficult to deal with. Okay, I got to bring that back of my brain here a little bit. All right, I was hoping we'd have time for a Pokemon story. Remind me in the next half hour to completely...
This is what's ruining the culture, is this darn Pokemon.
Pokemon's ruining everything. 18 past the hour.
People are quitting their jobs.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure...
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details. Kit a worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kit as worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Be paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
New Music Monday music. I like this already. This is a country album from Steven Tyler. Huh?
I know,
those two
right?
Together.
Huh? It's a head scratcher, but it's good.
Song's called I'll Make My Own Sunshine. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
I'll show you how to keep it nice.
Who am I thinking of as I listen to this?
Gentler Steven Tyler. I like it.
But it's, well, let me say this, for those who love country like Jen Jen, most of the country that comes out is crap.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not crap, but it's definitely not country.
No,
it's more
it isn't. It's poppy.
Pop.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. So here's this. I wish I could put my finger on what I think this sounds like. There's something that's rolling in my head that's very distinguished. It sounds like this through the guitar and the whole thing, all the licks.
This almost sounds like Train to me. It sounds kind of like the Hey Soul Sister song.
Yeah. Yes, that's there what I'm thinking
Kara.
About.
Ding,
thank
ding,
you.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, Hey Soul Sister. Why don't you find a copy of that? Let's go on. In the meanwhile, this is
First
Haley
of all, I love
Stein.
The name of the song, I Make My Own Sunshine. Yeah. That's so great.
The album's called We're All Somebody From Somewhere.
For our show. What do you think?
I like this. Yep. Yeah, put this aside. This is very good, Kara. But... Yeah.
Yep. Very similar. Oh, God. I hope this doesn't end up in court. I know.
Remind me in the next half hour to tell you about my experience in court last Friday afternoon, too.
Okay.
As an amended schedule for the next half hour. Okay. Next song on New Music Monday comes from Haley Steinfeld. Now, you're wondering, okay, why do I remember that name? She was the youngest member of Taylor Swift Squad, but she played... the young girl in the revival of True Grit, the movie. That's where you saw her first. I think she was 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, Oscar nominated.
Played the role that Kim Darby did in the original True Grit.
This sounds very Taylor Swift, by the way, this song.
Yeah. She sang in Pitch Perfect 2, and she has an extended play tune called Haze, H-A-I-Z. So let's listen to this. Crank it up, will you, Kara? singing with her?
That's Joe Jonas from DNCE. I feel the same way you love me now.
Well produced, I'll give you that. That's a hit.
Yeah.
If I can pick hits, I'm not going to pick any hits today. But
as the old DJs used to say, now that's a hit.
Yeah, well, that's what I was. I'm an old DJ.
I know.
So I was picking the hits. Yep. Playing the platters that mattered. The moldy, oldie, goody, goldie, small, rusty, rag and wrinkle records. I did all of that. Pitch perfect. It was something I always aimed for. All right, so that's Haley Steinfeld and Rock Bottom. And next up, a new one from Katy Perry. This surprises me. It's the first single in 3 years from her.
Yeah.
Huh. I thought she released the rate sort of weigh in on the publicity she gets. She got a great publicity machine. I thought she'd put out a new song every month, for God's sake.
Yeah, and this isn't even for an album. This is the new Olympic song, which is why she's released this.
Yeah. She does nothing for me.
Me either. Not a bit.
I know
first
she's the most followed
like.
Person on Twitter. Yeah. In the history of Twitter, but
you see, that's all the Kardashians. That's all it is. It's just Kardashian mentality. There's nothing there. Can she sing? Yeah. Is she? Nothing. Zero. I like the Haley Steinfeld thing much better, frankly. Both that, the Haley Steinfeld and Steven Tyler tunes are winners. 28 past the hour.
The new expansion to the Panama Canal could translate into cheaper shipping costs for American farm products. The successful farming radio magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
A just-finished expansion of the Panama Canal means significantly larger ships can now use the facility. Mike Steenhoek, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition in Ankeny, Iowa, was at the canal for the inaugural passage of the first ship through.
When you represent an industry in which half of what is produced is actually exported, farmers would be well advised to regard some of these developments that happen in far-flung places, not only where consumption actually occurs, but those areas that are responsible for the transportation that connects supply, which occurs on the farm, and demand, which occurs where our customers are at. You have these events in places like Panama that really have relevance to the ultimate profitability of an individual farmer.
Steenhoek says soybeans and other commodities have little differentiation other than shipping costs, so the price advantage of larger shipments will help American products remain competitive. For the successful farming radio man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. The Monday program with a focus on all this stuff that's going on, trying to figure out how to fix the problems.
The world.
The world. We're fixing the problems of the world. We were earlier philosophizing about women and women in charge, how much better off we would all be. Is that part of our dream for the future? I don't know whether it's kismet, whether it's just the way, you know, you travel, and I think you get information when you're supposed to, and you're exposed to things. You know, the right thing happens the right reason for at the right time. So all of these terms that we've sort of come up with, and all of the focus. Here's another article. This is a paper. This Denver paper is full of these things. Here's why women are winning at the political game. The theory of women and how they're doing better in smaller countries, but they don't do better in larger countries, and maybe that's changing a little bit. There's a the lady in Poland is running things, bit of a focus here, and then the obvious focus on Hillary Clinton and Ms. May and Merkel and the woman. The next chancellor of Germany is probably going to be a woman. So, and we look around some of the politicians that we have here in our country, We don't have 50% representation yet, but are they making a difference? Is there a difference between, Jennifer and I were talking about this woman, Kamala Harris, who's running against that, the congresswoman.
Loretta Sanchez.
Who I think is a big waste of hot air. I don't know much about Kamala Harris, but there's an intrigue here.
She's the odds-on favorite to replace Barbara Boxer because Barbara Boxer's vacating her seat
you're
in the Senate.
Kamala Harris.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she already. I mean, there's no Republican running. There are two Democrats, Loretta Sanchez and Kamala Harris, both
really
running. Well, there was, but we have a dumb system in California. We have a top two system, and so the top two vote getters move on to the ballot in November. No matter what the party. So the top two were the two Democrats. There are 135 people that ran for that seat.
Wow.
Yeah, 35 really? On the ballot. Yeah, there were 134 who had intentions of running. 35 actually collected enough signatures to make it on the ballot. And the thing that's a bummer about it, because there is really no representation for conservatives in California, but that there were so many people running that all the results got really watered down, except for Kamala Harris. I mean, Loretta, because people know her, she's the Attorney General of the state, so
Kamala
she has good rate name recognition, yeah.
Yeah. Well, her name came up in a conversation that Jennifer and I had on Friday after I was in court in Los Angeles. It was a very, very positive experience. I've had an ongoing, I've talked about this a little bit on the air, an ongoing ruse with the bank that holds the mortgage on my house in California to the point where I had to go to court against them after 5 or 6 years of trying to straighten out some messes that they caused, frankly. Well, the downgrading of the economy into the red zone wasn't caused by the bank, but their offering of programs to help in those circumstances was where I got started, and I guess maybe this should have been a bellwether what was going on. When I went to the bank to have a conversation with someone, the loan officer said, "Well, we're not really paying attention much to people like you." I said, "Really? What do you mean?" Well, they had a program on how to deal with homes that lost a large amount of value, and mine lost a tremendous amount of value. So that was way, way, way underwater with the mortgage.
Right.
I was paying it, and this woman in the bank says, "Well, the only way we're going to pay any attention to you is if you stop paying your mortgage." Okay, so I stopped paying my mortgage. Guess what? I got attention. And then from that point, over the next 6 years, it's been one fiasco after another of going through servicing companies and banks. Honest and true, at this point in time, I don't even know who owns the mortgage on the house. I don't know whether it's a bank, a real estate investment trust. All of it has been so clouded in this haze of management malpractice. So anyway, I had a guy who I hired to sort of manage this process to get it done and to answer the questions they had 34 times over the 5.5 year period. They requested the same exact information 34 times. The fellow that I had doing it, an accountant, gave him the answers. They'd acknowledge it. They wouldn't do anything for 30 to 60 to 90 days. And then they'd say, "Well, that information's out of date, so give us an update." So I kept doing this year after year after year after year until finally it got to a head and it needed to be taken care of. So now, under the circumstances, there is a settlement conference on Friday, and we had a fabulous judge. And I wouldn't have thought that I would ever say that. This guy...
I know. When you told me that, I was like, wow, you don't
fabulous.
Never do that. Yeah.
We went to court Friday afternoon, my lawyer and the lawyers for the bank, and we sat down and figured out how everybody could win. Now, I would never have come up with this idea. The two lawyers didn't come up with the idea. This guy, who'd been in the judge... He'd been in the L.A. County Court System for 28 years. Before that, he was a lawyer. I just thought it was fabulous, the way he took... control of the situation in a reasonable, decent, intelligent, articulate way. He looked at the value of the house. He said, okay, we have this amount of money over here. We got this amount of money over there. This is my suggestion. And everybody wins. Except the lawyers for the other side now have decided that they think they might want to sue us for some other malfeasance. And I thought to myself, I'm at the point where I'm ready to gear up my social media staff to go after this law firm, really and truly. I'm going to see what they can go either way today. We're ready to settle. Everybody gets what they want. And by the way, the bank has written this loan off. And now they're going to get back their money, so they're going to win twice on this. And we're going to do something depending on what happens today. I'll say nothing. If these guys are smart enough to go away, we agree to the settlement. Everybody's happy. Goodbye. See you later. But if they don't, I think that they will be surprised at the sort of barrage of interest from social media that will come their way. Because I think that the banks need to be held accountable, and law firms do too. For the number of people, I went to a course on this past winter, I think I told you that, Jennifer, to figure out what the law was and, you know, what happens during various processes and procedures. And it's startling how few people actually challenge the banks and they do whatever they want. And this is a symbol of America that's bad. It goes back to 2008, actually goes back before that, to that movie, what was it called last year?
The Big Short.
The Big Short. Thank you. The Big Short. That's exactly where I found myself, Victoria, with the house there. The reason I tell you the story is because the judge was fabulous, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
So I'm glad you did, because how often do we get to say that? So
yeah. We don't. Yeah, we don't hear that very often at all. Here's something you hear quite often. The story of your blood flow, the story of your health, the story of how you live longer and happier and healthier. Exercise. You know why people find exercise so beneficial? Because it gets the blood flowing in your body. It opens up the channels. Well, there's a way of doing that without having to exercise, or in fact, this enhances your exercise. If you use Super Beets, which is basically a product, non-GMO beet that's raised, cooked, and dried, and then powdered, you use that, put a teaspoon in a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and in your system, the nitric oxide will open up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ, every part of your body that will help keep you as healthy as possible. Without blood, you're not healthy. That's basically the bottom line. It's a beautiful product. The conception, execution of how they are selling this and keeping people happy. If you don't like it, you get your money back. I can't imagine there's nobody I've encountered, seriously, no one I know who's been on this that doesn't think it works exactly as we say it does. So you want to have health, you want to have low blood pressure, you want to be your best, be the best you can be by calling 800-655-4183. Order a 3-month supply of Super Beets. You get a 30-day supply free with that order. And the book, Beat the Odds, 800-655-4183. Take advantage of the knowledge that we all have here. We all support this because we know it works because we're all doing it. Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Order them now. Don't be the last kid on your block to get the Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Here's some safety tips from Adams Flea and Tick Control to rev up your plans for pet safety this summer. As the weather heats up, remember to help protect your pet from overheating by providing plenty of water and shade.
Save outdoor playtime for mornings or evenings when it's cooler. You can also exercise together, which is great fun, but watch out for hot asphalt that can burn paws. If it's too hot for bare feet, then it's too hot for bare paws. And don't forget, summer heat triggers flea and tick outbreaks. Get ahead of the game by protecting your pets with Adams Flea and Tick products before there's trouble. And never leave a pet in the car, even with the window cracked. Temperatures inside a car can jump almost 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. Every year, hundreds of pets die from heat exhaustion because they are left in parked cars. Learn more about keeping your pets safe this summer by visiting AdamsPetCare.com.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,502-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Seven after the hour. So I'm looking at some of the input that I have here. Here's Sherry Kendrick Cuffell, who writes, just witnessed a van full of seniors pull into Greenbrier Park, get out, stand by the sign with their phones out, then they got back in and drove away. Pokey stop. Awesome. So you see this sort of stuff. It's pretty funny. Somebody came into the farm on Saturday. One of my guys was working on one of the tractors. As a person came up and wanted to know if this was the Pokemon stop. I don't even know what that means. Did somebody, was the idea that someone might have gone in and hidden some clue on this Pokemon search? What in the world would they
come
to the farm
for? How genius would it be
for
Nintendo to start charging businesses for advertising, right? So, like, making it at the Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Having it in different stores so that people have to come in. Wouldn't that be great? Or, like, a timeshare place? Could you imagine? A bunch of Pokemon kids coming in?
I can't.
Use car lot?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, but what am I missing by not following this more closely? The Pokemon thing.
Everything.
I
Everything
am?
Is Pokemon Go now.
Really?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
It's following,
so how are you?
Yeah, they
all right,
follow
so how are you,
guys.
How are you participating? What are you doing?
I'm not. Are you kidding? Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. You said everything was Pokemon. Victoria, what
it
are you
is.
Doing?
Look at the newspaper.
You. I'm talking about you. What are you doing, Victoria?
9 or 10 million downloads of it. I'm not doing it because it's a security breach on your phone, which people are ignoring,
yeah,
so I'm not
crazy.
Doing it.
Right. You Google, you use a Gmail, you get
yeah.
really hung out to dry. 10 before the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, 53 minutes past the hour. That's the theme music from Die Hard that you're not listening to.
Could you just hum it for us?
Well, we were having so much fun with...
Oh. What? Is that it? This isn't Die Hard, is it?
I don't remember this being Die Hard, but anyway.
That's what YouTube says.
Really? Huh. Chucker, is that the movie from? Is that the music from the first Die Hard movie?
Yeah, it is. They use the Ode to Joy theme when they crack the safe in the middle of the movie, and actually, throughout the film, that theme is used.
Right.
Huh.
All right.
But, you know, hard to believe that came out 28 years ago. This past weekend.
Is it? So what's going on? Isn't there another one in the works for Willis and Al?
They reportedly announced they're going to do one last Die Hard movie called Die Hard Year One with Bruce Willis and another young actor playing John McClane, and what they're going to do is flashbacks back and forth. My gut feeling, it's not going to happen, though. It's just a gut feeling. I'd be shocked if the studio proceeded with another Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis, but I hope they do, but my gut is they won't.
They might. All right, so I've been going through the last few days a list of entertainers and what they are making for money, and I haven't gone through actors in movies. So I thought we'd take a moment to go through some of them. Then you're going to give us the box office totals for the weekend, see how the slime did at the box office. Number one box office success in terms of acting last year, dollars and cents, Dwayne Johnson, $64.5 million in movies. I don't think that surprised anybody, does it? Anybody surprised by that?
No, because he's in a movie every other weekend, so no, I guess that's not surprising.
Jackie Chan, second, biggest star in China, $61 million.
To most people, that would be shocking. Because when is the last time a Jackie Chan movie played in the U.S.? It's got to be a decade.
Right. Matt Damon, number three on the list, $55 million. I'm going to guess that he was smart enough to get a piece of the back end of Jason Bourne, and that number is going to go up by a few mil.
No doubt.
Year,
also, The Martian was a huge hit, and he's one of the few go-to actors that primarily has the pick of any top project in the business right now.
Tom Cruise next on the list with $53 million in earnings last year. Johnny Depp next after that, $48 million in earnings last year. And in the list of top 10, Ben Affleck, $43 million. So he made, what, $10 million less than his pal?
You know, this acting gig sounds like a good job, Doug.
It does. Let's see what we can do about it. All right, Chucker's got box office totals for us in a moment here.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. Ibotta. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. Ibotta. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace. Like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
Dear, hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, Chucker, what happened to the box office over the weekend? No surprises, really, right?
Well, maybe. The animated film The Secret Life of Pets held a top spot for the second straight weekend, doing $50 million in business, a very solid $203 million in 10 days of release. The new Ghostbusters film opened to $46 million in business. It's not a great opening. It's not a bad opening. It's somewhat in between.
Weren't some of the predictions it would be $80 million?
Well, I think it was tracking at around $50 million. I think this film's good enough personally that it should open to 75 to 100. We'll see how the legs are in weekend number two. But may I say, I think there's a possibility here that male audiences stayed away because it was all female cast. That's ridiculous, but
it is ridiculous.
It's a possibility. Legend of Tarzan plays third, $11 million. Finding Dory fourth, and Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates round out the top five that did 7.5. Doug,
speak about a wasted time.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.